Welcome to Stay Paid Real Estate Marketing. Unlock the secrets of success in the real estate world, where each episode delivers valuable tips and strategies to elevate your marketing game and help you succeed in both life and business. Brought to you by Reminder Media.
This podcast is brought to you by Reminder Media, the company that keeps the lights on in our studio, including our Take Action sign behind us. Luke and I have worked together over the last 20 years to help small business owners stay top of mind with a mission to help them generate more repeat and referral business. We help business owners with everything from lead generation, print marketing, social media content, geographic farming, and more.
We've had the opportunity to help over 100,000 entrepreneurs over the last 20 years. It's really been amazing. If you'd like to see how we can help you and your business, be sure to check out remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. That's remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. Take action on that today. Hello, everyone. This is Luke Acree. Welcome to Stay Paid. I am without my co-host again, Josh Steich. I'm going to try to make him jealous today because we do have a rock star losing her house and her income sources. Jackie Simmero Tate needed to recreate herself. Her $4 story, seemed like the lowest of lows, but became the catalyst needed to launch her into her dream life. She is currently a top producing realtor with a background in marketing and advertising. She has been using her expertise in real estate and marketing to coach real estate agents nationwide to success in their career. Over the course of the last decade, get this, she has coached hundreds of agents to create a successful book of business while helping them maintain a healthy work-life balance. We're going to have to talk about that today because that is a hard thing to do. As a speaker, she talks about mindset, motivation, and marketing and has shared the stage with people like Les Brown and Magic Johnson. Jackie's life mission is to help people overcome their biggest struggles, stop self-sabotaging, and start living on purpose in purpose. Jackie, welcome to the podcast.
Luke, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah, I'm excited to interview you. Not only did I find out you're an insanely successful realtor when I was doing some research on you, but you're also a client of Reminder Media. So I'm extra happy today. I was telling Jackie before we came on that it's always great when you get to interview top producing people that are also clients. It feels amazing. I would love to dive right in and talk to you about like probably the most important thing, your life mission is to help people overcome their biggest struggles, right? Stop self-sabotaging. And then you use this phrase, start living on purpose and in purpose. What does that mean? Why is that your life mission?
That is such a passion of mine because I think a lot of people, when we go and grow, we get caught up in the what we should do, what we have to do, what we think we need to do. We get caught up in what society tells us, what our family tells us, or just what our own, you know, our own headspace says, this is what you must do, this is what you should do. And I think what happens is we get caught up in this wave of just, to say inertia, but kind of a wave of inertia where we're not really showing up on purpose. And so my whole mission, whether it's helping people in the real estate industry, which is my specialty, but also even beyond that, is just really helping people to grab onto, well, why am I here? What is my purpose? And I think a lot of messaging out there will tell you that your purpose and your career should be one and the same, but I don't agree at all. I think that when you figure out what your purpose is, you now can show up in whatever it is you do for a living. You can show up on purpose and living within your purpose. And you know that. For example, I know that my purpose is to help lift other people up and to show up intentionally. And so when that's my purpose, I can show up at a listing appointment with my real estate clients and we have conversations that lead to the purpose of, well, why are you selling your house? What, you know, how can I help you move on to that next phase? And then we really get into the purpose of that. And then we use that to put the pricing and the marketing in place, things like that. So it's really showing up intentional.
I love that. And when I think about that, it's so freeing because when you have a purpose that is bigger than your career, if you think about it, whether you're a realtor, a janitor, a financial advisor, could be a truck driver, it's think about what you said, lifting people up, right? Living intentionally. You could do that as a truck driver. You could do that as a janitor. And that's a really freeing thing. for people when they find that it's like, hey, my purpose is this, and then I'm going to be intentional. So whatever I do, I'm going to do it with intention to fulfill this purpose. I love that. It's absolutely great. Talk a little bit about, you've built a team of six agents. You guys are doing, you know, tons of transactions, millions of dollars in volume a year. Most of it's coming from referrals. How did, have you built your business and your book of business to generate referrals? Like, tactically, what have you been doing that's been working for you?
The number one thing is leading with appreciation. So when I have, whenever we have a closing, we definitely give a little thank you gift. We send out cards. We send out the happy anniversary after 1 year, whether whether it's an anniversary of them buying their house or an anniversary of when we sold their house and they moved on into whatever that next phase is. And it's just really staying in touch with them and building the relationship. So if I can build a relationship with my clients, past clients, or even just anybody who comes into my world, into my sphere of influence, whether it's on the personal level, the professional level, whatever the case may be, if I can continue to build that relationship and show them that I'm not here for the transaction, I'm not here for the dollars, I'm here to help them. I'm here to say, how can I, with my personal expertise in real estate, how can I use that to help your life become easier, better, meet a goal, meet a dream, whatever that is? So by building that relationship, leading with putting them above my own needs, I'm a true believer in that whole giver's gain. Yes. That if I help you meet your goals, then I can't help but to meet my own.
Yeah, I love that. Do you find, like, how do you build the relationship at scale? Like, how big's your database as a group? How many people do you think you have in there?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you as a team right now. I can tell you that my personal database right now is about 2,800 people.
Oh, so it's pretty big, 2,800 people. How do you try to manage? I know the 80-20 rule probably applies. How do you try to build relationships at scale? Because that's one of the pain points I always... and talking to agents about, it's like, well, you can't personally have a relationship with 2,800 people. It's too many, right? But you have your top 20%. Like, how do you try to factor in and think about who's my top 20%, who I'm going to actually talk to and have phone calls with versus people I'm just going to send an email to or a mailer? What's your thought process there?
Well, so first and foremost, it really does depend. I talk a lot about a relationship timeline. So people come into your world at some point and are all the way on one side of the timeline, and they make their way through to being somebody who knows you, likes you, trusts you, you know, like, and trust them. And you know, you've got a really positive personal relationship on that side of things. So people come into your world somewhere on that relationship timeline. If they are a total stranger and they come into my database, I'm going to treat them far differently than I'm treating the people who are kind of at that, as you say, 80-20 rule, at this 20% of the timeline where they are somebody that I would recognize in public. They're somebody that when I call them, they probably have my name saved in their phone. So that's how it's really going to be dependent. So I'm going to focus most of my effort and energy on the people who I know, like, and trust, or they know, like, and trust me, and build upon that. I think a lot of people get lost in the fact that they're trying too hard to work with those complete strangers, and they're really trying to show their value to those total strangers. But when you build your business that way, it can tend to be a little more transactional. It's harder to get that relationship built to a point where they're ready to refer you, where they've got you stuck in their phone as my go-to real estate agent. And whenever somebody says, oh, I'm thinking about selling my house, they send your contact information. Oh, you got to talk to my person in real estate. Doesn't even matter if it's in the area I sell. So that's where you really want to get to be. So you have to, like you said, scale. These people who come in as complete strangers, if they come in off of a phone call because they're searching best realtor in Flagstaff and I take that call, then of course, then we go from there and start to plug in, well, what are their needs? If they're asking me a specific question, I'm obviously not going to just ignore that. But if they somehow kind of fall off and go, well, I'm just going to wait for a while, then they get put into automated systems, emails, action plans, things like that. Whereas these people on the top 20% of my database, they're going to be the ones that I'm making sure I'm touching base with them on a personal level once a quarter,
okay,
whether it's a phone call, a text message, a handwritten note card, things of that nature.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm assuming you use a CRM?
I do. I use Follow Up Boss.
You use Follow Up Boss. Okay, that's the one my brother uses too. Do you automate your emails through your CRM, or are you using another email program? Like, what do you do email-wise? Like, content-wise, what are you sending? Now, nothing's a magic bullet, but I'm just curious, like, do you find, like, an email newsletter? Do you find listings, market reports? Like, what are you finding is working right now for you or people are appreciating?
Yes. All the above.
All the above. I love it.
Yes, I use all.
You know what's so funny is people are listening, though. I want to drive home the point that that's actually right. Like, what I've been at this for obviously over a decade now with thousands of agents, and have found that it doesn't matter like how hard you put into an email piece of content. Like, it's just, you need it all, and you need it all going out consistently. And it's the frequency and consistency of brand equity going in over and over again, and not just being transactional, but having a nice spread of transaction, value, entertainment, all that stuff is really the difference maker. How many touch points do you think you're doing a year right now to your database?
To like an individual person, the goal is to do 33 touch points.
Okay. Awesome.
Now that's going to be different based on, again, where are they in the relationship timeline? If they came in as an internet lead, which I personally don't really work internet leads very often unless my team for some reason can't do it, or it's a specialty, you know, something that I specialize in, that kind of thing. But if it's an internet lead, they get put directly into the CRM with an action plan attached to it. So they're going to get certain touch points. Our action plan is going to tell you, first of all, it's going to send out messaging via text and via email. And also it's going to remind us that we need to call them. We need to touch base with them. And so I can't push enough how important a CRM is, one that will set up where it will remind you to do things. I wake up in the morning, I'm not a very organized person, so I need my follow-up boss to tell me what to do for the day. So it literally is my boss of follow-up. I wake up in the morning, I have an email that came in at 5 a.m. while I am still in bed, and it says, hey, here's what you need to do. And it, you know, and it comes up with whatever tasks or reminders that I put into my system, whether it's from an action plan that automates or from the last time I talked to them, I go, oh, make sure you touch base and you send this or you do that. So it literally tells me what to do every day. And I find that as long as I follow what my follow-up boss tells me to do, I'm in pretty good shape.
Imagine this, you're driving around town and you see a house that you previously sold with a for sale sign in the yard featuring an agent that isn't you. There's no worse feeling than knowing you missed out on an opportunity for repeat business simply because a former client forgot your name. With Reminder Media's help, you can become unforgettable with your own branded magazine. In fact, 70% of people who receive a personally branded magazine from their agent have done repeat business with them simply because they sent them the magazine. Never lose another client again because they forgot who you were. Visit remindermedia.com/forgottenagent to request your free sample of our branded magazine. That's remindermedia.com/forgottenagent. Take action on this today.
Can you, like, when people think referrals, right, they don't think prospecting, right? Because it's naturally like referrals are coming to you. Like, how do you think about, in your day, and maybe you can think of your agents, how do you teach them to go prospect through their sphere? Like, if I wake up today on your team, like, what am I calling my sphere to touch base and that will naturally lead to referrals? Like, what's my prospecting hour or 2 hours? Like, how do you think about prospecting for the business?
10 calls a day.
Okay, 10 calls a day.
5 days a week. That is your minimum. So there was a study that Curator, I'm sure you know who Curator is. They did a study that shows for, and basically I'll just break it down, that for every 100 calls you make, you're going to get 29 people who will answer. Out of those 29 people who will answer, half will talk to you. So about 14, 15 people will actually engage in a conversation, which they measured as being 30 seconds or longer.
Okay.
From those people, from that little bucket of people, 14 to 15 people, statistically speaking, you can set 2 appointments.
Wow.
All right. So I take that into my world and into the world of the people that I coach, the people on my team. And we go, okay, listen, if you want to set an appointment a week, then based on that statistical data, you need to make 10 calls a day, 5 days a week, because statistically speaking, that will lead you to 1 appointment per week. And if you are in real estate and you have 52 appointments for the year, I promise you, you are going to make a very healthy 6 figures, no matter what market you're in. And I coach a lot of people in small marketplaces. I think it's one of the things as a coach that sets me apart is that I live, work, and play in a small work marketplace. Mm. So I used to live, work, and play in the Scottsdale, Phoenix metro area, large marketplace. Moved up to Flagstaff, Arizona, and now I focus my business in Northern Arizona, and it's all a bunch of small towns. So I come at it from a unique perspective in that if you want to coach with me, I get it. If you live in a place where, you know, your database, you can't call 800 expired listings every day because your marketplace sells 800 homes in a year. So you have to really take into that focus. So for the most part, if you're getting an appointment a week, you're going to have a very successful book of business.
I love that. So 10 calls a day, 5 days a week. Love those stats. I love Jimmy Mackin and Chris over at Curator. They're amazing. So I'll have to check out that research because that's pretty phenomenal. Can you talk a little bit about agent referrals? Because I know you do a lot of sphere of influence referrals, but then you also do agent referrals. How mm-hmm. have you built that?
So I think agent-to-agent referrals are one of my favorite ways to work, even though a lot of people will go, oh, but you have to pay a referral fee on that. But to me, that referral fee, you can look at it one of two ways. You can look at it as, oh, this is going to replace the marketing fee that I would typically pay to get this person in my world. But I look at it as a shortcut fee, because Luke, if you know somebody who needs to sell in Flagstaff and you don't sell in Flagstaff and you go, oh, you gotta call Jackie. She's my go-to agent in Flagstaff. In fact, I'm going to call her and make sure she's taking on new clients. So she knows, like, I know she can take good care of you. And you call me and say, Jackie, I've got somebody looking by in Flagstaff. Here's what they're looking for. You're great. Do you want to give me their number and I'll call them? Or do you want to have them call me? And then let's go. The shortcut is you've already got that great relationship with these people. They don't know me from anyone. But because you say I'm great and they already know, like, and trust you, then they come into my world and I have already a know, like, and trust factor from them that I wouldn't have if they just, you know, Googled me and found me on, you know, my Google reviews or something like that and called me. And so to me, that 25% I'm going to pay you is a shortcut fee and I'm happy to do it. And so the way that I build that is by communicating with agents outside of my marketplace. And I like to, you know, if you're going to take, here's a couple of really great ways you can do this. If you're, doesn't matter who you are, where you sell real estate, if you have to take your CE classes for your state, go to a different portion of your state and take your CE classes there.
So smart. So smart.
I built a strong network by joining a mastermind group. We met, this was pre-COVID, we met once a month in the Phoenix area. So I would drive down the hill. It's a 2-hour drive from Flagstaff to Phoenix. I would drive down the hill and go to this mastermind group where there was, at any given month, there was anywhere between 15 to 30 of us. I think in total, there was maybe 50 people in this group, but I was the only person driving down from Flagstaff. And so I was able to build a really positive relationship with a lot of these agents. And because it was a mastermind, I knew they knew what they were talking about. They knew I was knew what I was talking about. And so we could pass referrals back and forth really easily and know that they were going to be taken good care of. So that's another thing you can do.
That is, yeah, that's incredible. Wow. Okay, so talk a little bit about your coaching that you do. So I know you have like a coaching pod, I think of like 20 people or so that can get into a coaching pod, but can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I do coaching pods. We take a 3-month period. It's a group coaching and I limit it to 20 agents because I've found that if you have more than that, typically speaking, people kind of get lost in the mix. And so with 20 people or less, we always have time and opportunity for everybody to contribute. But what it's really based on is building up the habits of being a relational real estate agent. And so we start in the beginning, we start by digging down and getting into your, I call it your 7th level why. So we get really into that because you got to start with your strong foundation. When things get hard, you have to know why you're doing this to stick it out. We talk about your scheduling and your systems because you can burn out so easily in this business. So I help you put boundaries around your schedule and build your systems in such a way that you're keeping those boundaries in place. And then from there, we do a lot of activities. You have homework after every session where you're going to go out. You're going to put some of these things in play. We talk a little bit about scripting, but I am far less about the like an actual script where I've got it written on a piece of paper and I'm going to read it to you. Instead of that, what we really train for are conversation starters, cues that you're listening for that you can then respond in kind in a way that's going to lead that conversation into a real estate opportunity. And then I just help you build that into your day-to-day life. And so by the time you're done with our 3 months, ideally, if you do the work, you're going to be in the habit of doing these things that are going to help you create your business on a far more relational basis instead of being that one-night stand realtor or just strictly transactional.
Yeah, I love that. How long have you been doing the coaching side of the business? Because you're a producer as well, and a team lead, so.
Yeah, so I actually started coaching real estate agents in marketing back in 2005.
Okay.
And that was strictly with marketing. And then I took a little break from coaching and got back into it a few years later when COVID hit. My brokerage approached me and asked me if I would, knowing my coaching background, asked me if I would lead the coaching program for our new agents. And so I started doing that, focusing on new agents, but it really reminded me that I'm really passionate about helping people who are in it to win it. They're doing this business, they're living on the real estate commission roller coaster, and I want to help them get off that roller coaster. And I want to help them get a steady book of business, a good life work balance, and, you know, be able to pay all your bills and not wonder like, oh, am I going to be able to do it this month? Mm. So I started to then go back into doing the group coaching with seasoned agents, people who've been in the business, typically speaking, 3 years or more.
Okay.
And that's what this particular group pod really focuses on.
I love that. The hamster wheel of real estate is a real thing. I mean, this mm-hmm. pressure cooker of basically not knowing, every single day you feel like a hamster on the wheel, just going at the wind. It's like different directions. And if you can stabilize and build a predictable, scalable business, which is what you've done, it is phenomenal because then you work the system and the system works, right? So last question for you is, it's a tough market. I don't know how Flagstaff is, right? It might be different. It might not be hit as well. But across the country, you know, there was an article on Inman News not too long ago that said in 2023, 49% of agents did 1 or 0 deals. So half the industry, basically. And then you look at 2024, you know, we're hearing it across the board from clients and prospects that it's a little tougher out there for them. What would you say to agents like, I know there's not one magic bullet, but where would you have agents focus right now, hardcore, right now in 2024, that you're trying to do for your team? Just like, this is what we're going to focus, this is what we're going to double down and do, this is where we're going to put our energy.
It's in your database. So the very first thing I'm going to tell you is that if you don't have your database set up, you need to get on top of that. Right now, a lot of people, if I start to coach with them, they'll say, oh, well, this is where I keep my database, and they hold up their phone. No. Because let me tell you something. If you're not taking notes, every time you talk to somebody, you need to take notes because when you are doing five deals a year, it's easy to keep track of your conversation, but that doesn't scale. You can't keep it all in your brain. So every time I talk to people, I'm making notes. When they say, oh, well, I have two dogs and I need a fenced yard, I'll go, oh, what kind of dogs do you have? I write down, oh, they've got a corgi and a chihuahua. Well, what are your dogs' names? Oh, I write down, it's Fluffy and Fifi. And then when I talk to them, they say, well, we're not really ready to make a move for 6 months, whatever. Okay, great. So I stay in touch with them through drip emails. And then the next time I call them, when I say, hey, how are you? How's Fluffy and Fifi? And they go, oh my gosh, you remember I have Fluffy and Fifi? Yeah, because I wrote it down. So you got to get on top of your database. And where we are doubling down is by making intentional relationships with the people. And again, you kind of start with the people who already know you, like you, trust you, and you work your way backward. And that's some of the things we talk about in the coaching is how do you add people into that world? A lot of times people go, well, I have 10 people who know me, like me, trust me. Well, we need to get you more people and know you, like you, trust you. How do you do that? And that's where this coaching comes in. But that's 100%. If you're going to double down on anything, double down on your intentional efforts to create relationships. Don't worry about online leads. Don't worry about, you know, getting perfect strangers into your hopper. Nurture the people who are already there.
So good. I could not agree more. I mean, the data shows it. Look at NAR's data from just 2023. 65%, I think, of all listings came from referral and repeat business. You don't get referral and repeat business without a relationship. So it's all the relationship. You're spot on. How can people get in touch with you? How can they learn about your coaching program?
So the best way that you can get in touch with me is if you just go to stepstostrength.com, that's going to take you to all the things. And in there, there is a link. If you download, I've got what's called a Sphere of Influence Mastery Guide. And if you download that, then you're going to get information about the next coaching pod, which we're actually launching in April. So this is perfect timing. I would highly recommend that you reach out to me. The other thing you can do is just find me on Instagram and shoot me a DM and say, I want to coach with you. How do I do this? And I will make sure you've got all the stuff you need to be plugged in.
Amazing. Jackie, thank you so much for coming on the show. So many golden nuggets there. I would encourage people, go back and listen. I ask, you know, I don't have Josh as our, you know, good person who does the outro, but I would ask and tell all of you, hey, share this episode with a friend, because, you know, out there, you already heard me say it, 49% of agents closed one or zero deals last year. There's a lot of agents out there that are struggling that need to know where to focus their time. And this could create impact for them if you share this with them. Also, we would love for you to review us 5 stars on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It helps get the show seen by more people. All of the links that Jackie talked about will be in the show notes at staypaidpodcast.com. And my action item for everybody on this, because we can't close out the podcast without an action item, is she gave you absolute gold there of what you should do every single day. 10 calls a day, 5 days a week. 10 calls a day, 5 days a week. That's the math to get you to 52 appointments per year. Think about it. You're going to make a healthy six-figure living doing that, but you have to be intentional. You got to get off this hamster wheel. So go check out Jackie's stuff. Remember, the difference between top producers and mediocre producers in every business is top producers take action. Take action on that today.